Lambertville between 1917-1941. Was that kind of like a backwoods to, say, Monroe, the city of Monroe?
Yes, definitely, because the roads through it were dirt yet. And I can remember when they put the paved Secor Road through Lambertville, which was in about 1932. And I went to a one-room school, Rawson School, at that time. And my mother went to an old log school across the street when she was going to school. And then we had the outhouses out back and the big brown furnace that you hung your mittens by to keep warm, and the pail of water that you brought in from the outside with a dipper for everybody to drink. And everybody ran outside and played the games that were popular then, pom pom pull away, and everybody played ball. I remember that. And there were about 50 kids there when I was about in the eighth, when I was in the eighth grade, there were about 50 children there. But when I was younger, there probably weren't that many.
Just one teacher?
One teacher for 50 students. Later I went back, after I graduated from Rawson, and by the way, we had to go to Dundee to take our exams. When you finished Rawson, you had to take an exam before you were completely graduated from grade school. And then I went to Whitmer in Ohio, to high school, and then Eastern for 2 years, and came back and taught at Rawson, the same school that I had attended, and I taught there for 3 years. By that time, it was a two-room school with a furnace, and didn't have any bathrooms in it, though.
Just outhouses.
Just outhouses.
What was it like growing up at home? Was it small and the outhouses in back yet?
Yes. We didn't get electricity. We lived on a farm, and we didn't get electricity till I was about 14. So you had to carry in the water and carry in the wood or coal, whatever. And we had the outhouses too. So it was very primitive.
Do you remember the first automobiles in this area?
Yes, I remember the first ones that I remember. I must have been about five when we finally got an automobile. I can't remember horses, but I think we probably had them up until I was about five. And then the roads were muddy in the spring, like now. So going to a Christmas program, I can remember getting stuck with the car, getting stuck on the way to this Christmas program. That much I remember. They still had, when I was in school, they always had the Christmas program at night for the parents, and they everybody came. It was a big social event.
Yeah. Was church kind of like the big social center in this part of the county? That's where everybody got together?
I went to Trilby to church for about 40 years, to the Methodist church. And it was, I think, and here too, the social center. You came to church and you'd have maybe a midweek service, or the women came for their day of making quilts. And yes, it was definitely the social.
What other activities went on around the church?
I went to Trilby to church, and we, when I was about 16, I became involved in Sunday school, and we would go into Toledo to learn. They would have schools in Toledo where several churches would go. I can remember that, and I remember going to Lakeside, which was a church camp. I did those kind of things. I remember going to Findlay to a family where our group, young people's group, went for some kind of an event, but I can't remember what it was.
Getting back to the roads and the transportation, and did you ever get to Monroe much, if at all?
We didn't go to Monroe very much. We were Toledo oriented. And we went to Petersburg because Petersburg had a store where you could buy books. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to buy their books. And so we would go up to Petersburg before school started and buy books for everybody in the family.
What was Petersburg like?
And Petersburg, to me, hasn't changed a lot over the years. I know there are a lot more houses around the edge, but the main part of town hasn't really changed an awful lot. It was just a small town then, and it still is.
But it was kind of like the western part of the county's big center.
Yes. Yeah. We did go to Monroe once in a while because that was our center of government. So if you had to, I went to Monroe, we went to Monroe to get our wedding marriage license, and we had to have a shot at that time, the blood test then. And that's almost 50 years ago, so they were modern in that way.
Was your family, your mom and dad, were they, what generation do you think they were? Were they real close to have been just over on the boat?
Yes, or? My grandmother came over on the boat, and George's mother came on the boat when they were each about 5 years old. And my grandmother said, look at the pigsties out on the prairie. And they were really little log houses that people lived in. And her parents, her dad had been a ship captain. But he had run into some problem with the law, I don't know, never did know just exactly what it was. And so he came to America, and she did too.
Mm-hmm. They're German then?
No, they were English. Yeah. My grandmother was English, but George's grandmother was German. Mm-hmm. And his father was a second generation German. Mm-hmm. His grandmother didn't speak any English. She spoke all German. She never would learn. Her husband went to, went out to work. And you learn right away how to speak if you have to. Mm-hmm. But she stayed home, and she never did like to speak English. So that she always spoke German. Yeah, so they were very hard-working people, and he always told about his grandmother coming out from Toledo to visit them, and she would work all the time she was there. She'd always find something to do.
So English was the language spoken in your house?
Yes.
What was it like teaching in that two-room schoolhouse the time you got there?
Yes, yeah. I had up to 38 kids, children, and I had like beginners, and then first, second, third, and fourth. And we let beginners and first and second go home early, and then third and fourth would have a chance, undivided attention of the teacher. And during the day then, sometimes the older children would help the littler children. Especially when I went to school, the older children helped the littler children. Mm-hmm. If you were good at math, why, you probably almost taught the math classes for the little children. Mm-hmm. And the teacher would go on with the social studies for the bigger kids. One thing that was really deplorable in the school that I went to, the grade school, I thought, and I've always mentioned it to my classes, was that we did not have any books. You had the books that you bought for that year, but as far as library books, I doubt if we had 50. We probably had an outdated encyclopedia and a few other books, and not very many. By the time I was teaching, I'd get books from the library. Either I went after them or somebody would bring them to us. But it was just boys and girls even learned to read.
Mm-hmm. Where was the school? Rossman's?
Yes, this was Rossman, and it's right on the border. It's on Secor just before you go into Ohio. Mm-hmm. So that people from Toledo lived out in that.
It's still there.
And it's still there. It's a different business now. They have a business in it. Mm-hmm. But it's still there, and it looks practically the same.
No, it's changed. Okay, how about... anything you can think of that...
Okay, I'll think of a few things that maybe I can think of that I can, as I go along. We were raised in the time of the Depression, and people were killing their pigs rather than selling them because they weren't getting any money for them. And our family was hit too, just as everybody else's was. And we had a lot of mush and milk, which is really just cornmeal cooked with milk on it. And we were really better off than a lot of other people because we did live on the farm, and we always had a cow, and we always had pigs. And so we always had meat, and we always had chickens. And sometimes we would have ducks or geese, but we did have meat all the time, and we canned fruit enough to last during the winter, because we'd buy several bushels of apples and put them in the cellar, and we would raise our own potatoes, so we'd have them in the cellar. So we really didn't go hungry, but it was really boring food, because after a while there's no way you can dress it up. George's family have a story where George was crazy about oatmeal. And so they had some friends in Toledo who were working. And they brought them out a package of oatmeal, and he looked at it and he says, "Oh dear, oatmeal, no milk." So then they didn't have any milk to go with the oatmeal. So they might have had to have just water, or maybe they would have got some, but at the time they didn't have any.
Yeah. You had your own gardens probably?
Yes, we all had our own gardens, and we canned our own tomatoes and canned our own beans, and sometimes we canned beef and chicken. Mm-hmm. So we were a lot more self-sufficient than we are today. Although nowadays a lot of farming people do use their freezers, mm-hmm. maybe more than we even did the canned goods.
Did the Depression affect the schools and the area? Were you teaching or just growing up at the time?
I was just growing up then. Uh-huh. It did affect them in a certain way, because when I was in high school, the first year that I was a freshman, they had a very nice printed annual. And by the time I was a senior, I was head of the annual and the school paper, but we didn't have money, so they were just little mimeographed mm-hmm. sheets. And George's annual was the same way, just a homemade annual that they put together, students put together themselves, mm-hmm. and used silhouettes. In fact, they used silhouettes instead of pictures. Mm.
Was it kind of, it, you talk about the food was lean, but were other things you had to go without?
Yes, we definitely did. I remember at about 1928, my mother bought me two beautiful dresses. And I thought, oh, that was great, you know, to get two dresses. But then I didn't ever get a new dress, I don't think, until I was a senior, probably. And we'd depend on other people to give them to us. And I hated it at one time because they gave me a pair of shoes that looked like men's shoes, you know. And we had them dyed, but then every time I'd wear them, the dye had come off. And so we definitely were... Every part of your life was affected, unless your dad happened to have a job on the railroad and was working, or a newspaper maybe.
Was the railroad went through Gettysburg, didn't it?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it went through Gettysburg, because it still does.
Yeah, was it, do you know that it was real important to that community?
I think it was important, maybe more important to Ida because of the carrying grain, that the grain that they sold, they just brought to Ida, because Ida's always been a bigger, maybe better farmland, and so more grain than any of the other little towns. We had streetcars in Toledo. And they, one of them even came out to Trilby, which is about a mile from where we live. And we used to ride on the streetcar to Toledo. And that was always a novel idea. You could even drive down the streetcar, or kind of a streetcar, clear to Adrian. And we went to the fair sometimes. They didn't have a fair in Monroe. And we would go to Adrian to the fair. So that was always a big day in the fall.
Yeah. How long would that trip take? Would that be an all-day thing?
Oh, that'd be an all-day thing. You wouldn't have, I guess, too much time at the... Oh, I don't know. I can't remember that. I was little then. But we had time to see everything, get around to everything.
What kind of, aside from church, what kind of community things happened around that area? Like,
Well, families got together just as they do now. We used to, two or three families, take a truck and put all the kids in the back of the truck and go to the River Raisin and swim. And on New Year's, two or three families would get together and we'd have oyster stew and sit around. And politics was a big, much more, I think, than it is now. Mm-hmm. People really talked politics and knew and read the papers, because there was newspapers. Mm-hmm. And they read a lot more, I think, kept up more on the politics. Most people did.
Do you remember what was it, local politics mostly, or state, or
national? Well, the president, I think, as usual, always takes a big, big interest in the presidents.
Which presidents did you hear talked about?
I'm talking Depression. About Hoover and Coolidge and Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Do you remember what they thought of them?
Well, it depends. Most farmers were Republicans. And that's just that farmers usually were Republicans. So they would be for the Republicans. And then the people who worked in the factories, they would be Democrats. And they would vote for the Democrats. And they would be for the Democrats. And you put those two together, you'd have a little firework.
Probably could sit all day and talk about it.
And I can recall young people at my folks talking about war. At one time, they thought there was going to be a war with China. And they talked about that over and over again. Lots of time spent talking about war with China, which didn't come about.
When 1941 rolled around and the war we went to war. Was that a big thing here? Did it hit pretty hard here?
Oh yes, it did. Very hard. I can remember Pearl Harbor. You remember some of these things just as though they were yesterday. There are certain things that stand out, like Kennedy's being assassinated. You just never forget it. And Pearl Harbor, and the day the war ended. Everybody would go out in the yards and just rejoice that the war was over. But we did. We lost a lot of friends in the World War II.
What was it like? Did you have a radio on that day?
Yes, we had radios when I was real little, up until the time we got electricity. Why, you had battery radios, and you could only run them for an hour or so, or your battery, you know, you didn't dare waste the battery. So when we finally got electricity, my mother would stay up practically all night in the wintertime on the farm. You could stay up all night, it wouldn't bother anything. And she would try to see how far away the stations would come in. And I know she had Alaska and Canada and Mexico, and that was a big deal.
You would have had a radio then on Pearl Harbor Day. What was it like? Did you hear President Roosevelt over the radio?
Yes, all the time. He always gave his fireside chats, and he would come on and talk to the people. And
you remember
tell
his day eventually.
Yeah, yes, we do. And then we had hardships too, but they weren't as bad as during the Depression. We had, and I still have some, coupons where you had to have a coupon to get tires. You had to have a coupon to get certain kinds of food, sugar especially. And gas, you had to have coupons for gas. They rationed everything. But we had food to eat. It was not as bad. People changed jobs. George had worked in one kind of a factory, and then when the war came, that factory closed, and he went to work in a war factory and didn't go to the service, but his two brothers did. One of them went on a boat from here to Australia back and forth, taking troops and equipment. And the other one was in the bad fighting in Italy. And he was so determined to stay there that they finally had to just take him out of there and send him back home, because he was getting just too worn out. Mm-hmm. But the fighters, it was a war that they were just going to win, and that was it. And they just fought till they fell, is what they would do.
Do you remember any of the war reports over? Like, was it really patriotic around here, or did people really pay attention to the war? Or?
Oh yes, everybody. You just the Life magazine at that time was just almost full of war pictures and war stories. And I'm trying to think of the one from Albuquerque, the man who wrote, I can't think of it right now, wrote stories about, he went right in the foxhole, and he finally was killed in the foxhole. And he wrote many stories about the war and how it was going with them, because we had people all over fighting. We had them in the Pacific, and we had them in Germany and Italy, and so everybody knew somebody that was fighting someplace. It just took an awful lot of the young people. We must have known 25 or 30 people that we knew really well.
It says that your grandfather was born in Pennsylvania, and was born in England. When did they come to Monroe County, or do you know that? Or Do you remember anything about?
No, because they were, my grandfather died when I was 10, so I really, he had a little candy store at the time that he died in Toledo. So I really don't remember very much about him. I know that he had lived on a farm, and my mother then took care of the farm. She was only 17, but she ran the farm. She didn't like to go to school. And her sister did, but she finally talked her dad. She quit school. Well, this is kind of interesting. She quit school when she was only in about the fourth or fifth grade, and my father only went to school to about the fourth or fifth grade. And my father was an orphan, but he had been adopted by some other people. And when he was 13, he took off on his own and went around the country on the railroad cars. Mm-hmm. And he was his own boss after that. He just, he worked as a cooper, which is making barrels. And he worked with the telephone company. And so those were the two jobs that he had had before he married my mother.
Did he have a lot of stories about that that he told
us? Oh, yes, he was, and he played the guitar, and he said that one year in Chicago, he in a boarding house, they didn't have anything else to do, and his one of his, somebody he knew how to play the guitar, he said, well, show me how to do that. So he learned how to play the guitar, and he learned how to play the piano, and knew how to play the violin, and yet he'd only had a fourth grade education. So people didn't, they just kept right on learning, but they didn't go on to school, didn't learn it in school the way they do now.
Did he have any tall stories about his writing?
Oh, he didn't say too much about it, but he one time he said he was down in Georgia, and he had come to the end of his rope at that time. He didn't have any food, and he didn't have any prospects of a job, and he knew he had to get something to eat. And so a lot of people along the railroad tracks were used to these really bums or my dad did work. He would go from one place to another working, but some of them would just go from one place to another getting something to eat. Mm-hmm. And he went up to this house, and there was a woman there, and he asked her if he could have something to eat. And he worked there for a day or two to pay for food to eat, and then he went on his way again.
Was that common?
Yes, that was common, I think. I don't think it was common that he would leave at 13. Mm-hmm. I don't think all the people did, but I think they got out and got some kind of a job maybe as soon as they quit school. Mm-hmm. At least through, most of them quit by the eighth grade anyhow. Mm-hmm. And they would go out and get a job then.
I've heard that was common in the Depression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People ride
the tracks because they couldn't afford. They'd go someplace to look for another job. Mm-hmm. To see if they could find a place better than where they were. Mm-hmm. Didn't always work, but.
Okay. Were you born, you said in Monroe County, were you born in a hospital or were you born?
No, all of our family were born at home. And George's family, all of his family except the youngest brother, was born in the home. Dr. Parmley was the doctor, and he delivered all of us but one, my older brother, who was born in Toledo. But he would come, and he, when my sister was born, she's 5 years younger than I was, why, he sat outside for a little while, and he came in and he said, well, would you like to have this baby born before the rest of the children come home from school? And she, of course, said yes, and he gave her a shot. She was born before kids came home from school.
Was he from Toledo?
He was from Lambertville, and he delivered lots and lots of babies in Lambertville area.
And Was there a lot of, were there a lot of big farms around Merrittville?
No, there were, the big farms is now, little farms. I would think maybe 100 or 150 acres would be a big farm. My folks only had 30 acres, but they did more gardening, raising strawberries and peppers and tomatoes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you didn't have the big grain crops?
No, we didn't have any grain crops except maybe a little oats that we would raise for the cow or horse.
Mostly vegetable that you use for your own use. Did your father have any other job other than farming?
Well, lots of times he would, they would go someplace else and cut wood, and he would deliver coal in the wintertime to augment the income.
Did your mom work?
She just worked a